Roberts. The U.S. government extended the closure of land borders with Canada and Mexico Wednesday to non-essential travel, such as tourism, through August 21st. This as officials debate whether to require visitors to have received a COVID-19 vaccine. The latest 30-day extension by the Department of Homeland Security came after Canada announced Monday it will start allowing in fully vaccinated U.S. visitors August 9th for non-essential travel. The White House plans a new round of high-level meetings this week to discuss the travel restrictions and the potential of mandating COVID-19 vaccines for visitors, sources briefed on the matter told Reuters. Norway signed a deal Wednesday to swap 100,000 doses of its unused shots made by Johnson & Johnson with Lithuania in return for an equal number of doses from Pfizer in a move to speed up inoculations. Norway is not using the J&J shot in its national vaccination program due to concerns about rare blood clotting issues. Demand in Lithuania is high for the single-dose J&J vaccine, Solberg said. As events kick off for the Tokyo Olympics, the head of the World Health Organization says the venue should not be judged by the tally of COVID-19 cases that arise because zero risk is impossible. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus tells the International Olympic Committee what matters more is how infections are handled. A member of the U.S. men's beach volleyball team tested positive for COVID-19, NBC said Wednesday, the first infection for an American who was expected to compete in the Tokyo 2020 Games. Taylor Crabb's infection was detected over the weekend, soon after he arrived in Japan, according to his brother. This is VOA News. In northwestern Nigeria, 100